Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A loaded potato of a week for us. I've been saying this over and over, but Thursday we'll be off because we air the basketball games. So you'll hear University of Miami on Thursday on this station. There's all the NFL free agency stuff going on. And the Dolphins, obviously, as we know, are making a lot of changes. But then we've got this Miami game and people are filling out their brackets like crazy. This is, I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like it.
I don't know anything about Loyola, man.
Yeah, neither do I.
Okay.
I know a lot of people are saying they're a Cinderella team, that this is the kind of team that could be Jim Larrañaga's George Mason team from several years ago. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with Chad Millman. He's the head of media for the Action Network. Obviously, with March Madness here, many more people than ever are enjoying a little bit of action. You know that I do. You can get info on the Action Network at actionnetwork.com. They also feature a one-stop bracket simulator on the site that will make every choice for you. That I don't know why someone would do. Like, people do that in fantasy football sometimes, yeah, where they let the site pick the picks. Why do people do that? Chad's with us. Why do people do that? Why would they let someone else pick the picks for them?
I'll tell you why they do it. Because they're scared. Because if they let someone else do it, or if they let a machine do it, then all of a sudden, free will is removed from the equation. They haven't made any bad decisions. The machine made the bad decisions. I actually think about this a lot because there's actually been this huge sort of swing where, you know, over the last 20 years, data, analytics, Moneyball, all of that has become so much more prevalent in the way people think about sports and the way they make decisions about sports. But it's not nearly as admired as a trait as someone instinctively knowing what's good and what's bad, who's good and who's bad, and how to make decisions based on sort of innate knowledge. But I think it's largely because, to the original question, they're scared.
Yeah, I guess that's why I do a quick pick on the lotto.
Yeah. No, my thing with quick pick is computer is, you know, it's just as better chances I have.
It's just, yeah, but with a bracket, like, to me, the fun of filling out a bracket is making picks for yourself and trying to figure out if you can beat the system. But that being said, so Chad Millman is with us. ActionNetwork.com is the website. We're obviously very interested in Miami-Loyola, the matchup on Thursday afternoon. Now, the last I looked, Miami, who's a 6 seed, is only a 1.5-point favorite. And the Ramblers, the 11 seed, obviously getting a point and a half. Why that kind of line for a 6-11?
Loyola's a pretty good team, and they have a point guard named Clayton Custer who's really, really good. And I think that a lot of the wise guys and sort of professional bettors in Vegas look at that matchup because that is a matchup that everyone's been talking about, right? And so I think that they look at that matchup and they think this is an opportunity where Loyola can exploit potential matchups. You know, Miami plays a lot of man-to-man defense, right? And on switches, Clayton Custer might be really good at finding ways to take advantage of those matchups and turn them into mismatches. And certainly when you were talking about the tournament, if you have a guy who has been really good as a guard, it tends to control the pace of the game. So that's why you've been seeing some money coming in on Loyola, because that line's moved a little bit in favor of the Ramblers.
Yeah, it opened at 2.5. Here's my theory. I said this yesterday. Tell me if I'm right. You obviously, you know the gambling business. My thing, and I grew up in Chicago. So when I was growing up, DePaul was just a huge powerhouse with Mark Aguirre. And you know, DePaul had these legendary college basketball teams. And I look at Loyola and I go, here's a collegiate basketball team that the Chicagoland area can get a little bit excited about. And I think it creates a little bit of an imbalanced market because Chicago is such a large city and would love to have a great team in the tournament. that maybe the line gets a little bit skewed because people want to buy into the belief that Chicago's got a viable tournament team. Could that play into Miami's favor, the line-wise?
No, not at all. Okay. And I'll tell you what. I
retract my previous statement.
I don't want to bring you down. I actually grew up in Chicago as well, and I grew up in Chicago in the 80s when DePaul was a powerhouse and when, like, Loyola and Al Frederick Hughes, like, were lighting up, you know, the scoreboards, and, like, he was a leading scorer in college basketball. And every year, both Loyola and DePaul seemed to be making the tournament. I loved sort of Loyola when I was growing up. I think it's largely, it's all based on Vegas. It's all based on the money that's moved in Vegas. You could make the case that there's a lot of old Chicago guys in Vegas, which is true, and old Chicago guys who would have loved Loyola sort of in the 60s and 70s and 80s when they had their glory years, and that's moved the number. But I think it's entirely based on the metrics. And the wise guy seeing an opportunity in a mid-major team that had to win its conference title to get into the tournament, but is a little bit better than people think, against a Miami team that is probably a little bit overrated.
And, Chad, as you do this and look at the matchups, aren't you supposed to that same, you know, thought process, like, take that emotion out of it? Can you make this tournament analytical where you look at some stats and say, this team's better than that team, not my father was a DePaul fan?
Oh, I think that's all we do is take the emotion out of it. We scrub the emotion completely from how we analyze these games and what we're looking at from both a bracket prediction perspective and sort of a game-by-game perspective. We don't think about it from an emotional perspective.
That's no fun, though. I like to, you know, there's certain guys that like action on games. I'm this guy. I will not, for the most part, I will not bet against my team for the most part because, you know, some people have that theory of, well, either way, I win then. If my team wins, I win. If I've got money riding on a game, I'm pretty much rooting for that money. And then I find myself getting a headache. I start to annoy myself. Chad Millman is with us. The Action Network, actionnetwork.com is the website. How deep do you think the Hurricanes can go in the tournament? You already just said that they might be a little overrated as a six.
Oh, I think they're going to lose to Loyola.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, like you were deflated a little bit over there.
Well, because I think Loyola's getting a lot of hype. I think that people are conveniently forgetting the tough ACC schedule that Miami plays, and I think Miami's a really good team. I think, again, I'll go back to my earlier hypothesis. I think that there's a little overhype on Loyola because of them being from Chicago and it being such a major market, major city. And everyone at the beginning of a tournament, Chad, right, has to look and find who they think the Cinderella story could be. And it ain't going to be Lipscomb, so it might as well be Loyola.
Right, exactly. Or, like, it could be, you know, New Mexico State. Or it could be Murray State. It could be, you know, it certainly they're not a underdog from a point spread perspective, but Butler is a 10 seed, and they're playing Arkansas in the first round. So, like, there are, you know, other potential underdogs out there, but certainly right now, Loyola is one that a lot of people are getting really excited about.
And Chad, Loyola, like you're saying, we're hearing a lot of stuff about them as the underdog. Who's overseeded? Who's not deserving of a 1 or 2 seed?
I don't think Kansas is deserving of a 1 seed. I think they're a little bit overseeded. I think Cincinnati is probably underseeded. They're probably deserving of a 1 seed. Xavier, I don't think, is deserving of a 1 seed. And again, like, sort of when I look at these things, I'm looking at them through the prism of analytics, not necessarily through any emotional feeling I have for any of these teams. But oftentimes what happens is, at the end of the day, the selection committee votes as much for the names on the front of the jersey as they do for what they're seeing and sort of how the numbers look if you remove all of the names from the equation. And that's often how you look at betting, right, is sort of take the Dolphins out of it, take the Patriots out of it. What number are you looking at, and do you think there's value there? And if you can do that, then you have a better chance of sort of making the right call than if you're trying to figure out, okay, can I really do this? Can I really bet against the New England? Can I really bet against a Kansas, things like that. So that's why I think sometimes those teams are overvalued.
And, Chad, as you look at the analytical side, what are the top two or three numbers? Because they're all out there, the, you know, points per game, defense efficiency. Those top three numbers that you would say are the most important.
Oh, I always look at certainly efficiency stats, but rebounding efficiency stats, especially defensive rebounding. It's a great indicator of, you know, how many times is someone getting a second chance to score? Or is it a one-and-done kind of thing? Three-point shooting percentage and sort of all the metrics around that. It is, you know, obviously one of the most efficient shots in basketball. And the more effective you are, the more you're going to score. It's why there's a lot of conversations around Purdue right now. You know, they're one of the better, if not the best, three-point shooting team in the tournament. And so if they are playing as they are capable of playing, and they have a lot of good wings, then they get the opportunity to advance.
Chad Millman, Action Network. Check out the website, actionnetwork.com. On the way out, a lot of people are filling out brackets. They're doing it during the show. They're doing it at work. They got to get their brackets done. If you have a 16 losing to a – if you have a 16 beating a 1, are you filling out your brackets wrong?
I think you are. I think 16 and 1 is really, really tough.
That's a gimme.
I don't think that's
That's never going to happen.
But there are plenty of double digits. I mean, we talked about – Butler. We talked about New Mexico State. We talked a lot about Loyola. We talked about Murray State. I certainly don't see those as being sort of outside the realm of, you know, South Dakota State against Ohio State is another one that a lot of people are talking about. I certainly don't see those as being outside the realm of possibility.
Who do you have winning your brackets?
I have Cincinnati winning. My final four was Cincinnati, Michigan State. I think I had North Carolina, and I'm missing one more from there. Michigan State.
Well, we know it's not Miami.
What's that?
We know it's not Miami.
No, it's definitely not Miami. but, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the number one seeds in this tournament. I think it's pretty wide open.
Chad Millman, the Action Network. Again, the website, actionnetwork.com. It's fascinating stuff. Thank you for making time for us, Chad.
Thanks, guys.
Chad Millman again there. This is a fun time of year. I don't agree with what he said about Miami. I'm telling you, people are buying into this hype on Loyola. I mean, are they forgetting that Miami went to Chapel Hill and beat UNC? Recently?
They haven't looked great all season. The consistency.
They've put together wins. They've looked good late. Yeah.
But you got to look at in totality, people might question.
Well, they didn't have Bruce Brown for most of the time.
I'm just telling you.
Hawk,
I think you just answered your question.
Yeah, but they've been playing well without him at the end. Yeah. All right. That's Chad Millman from the Action Network. More action coming your way next. We'll take a quick break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.